Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Coach the Person, Not the Problem, second edition, a guide to using reflective inquiry by Marsha Reynolds, is a professional coaching guide focused on transformational conversations rather than advice giving or surface level problem solving. Reynolds, a former global president of the International Coaching Federation, presents coaching as a disciplined partnership in which the coach helps clients examine how they think, interpret experience, and define themselves. The second edition updates the earlier book with new material on identity-level coaching, neuroscience and psychology-informed practices, coaching examples, and the need to distinguish human coaching from AI-supported questioning. Its central purpose is to show that effective coaching is not mainly a matter of asking clever questions. Instead, Reynolds emphasizes reflective inquiry, a process of listening deeply, reflecting meaning and emotion, and inviting clients to notice assumptions that shape their choices. The book is written for practicing coaches, leaders using coaching skills, and facilitators seeking more rigorous methods for evoking insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reflective inquiry shifts, coaching from question asking to meaning making. A central contribution of the book is its distinction between asking questions and using reflective inquiry. Many coaching manuals emphasize open-ended questions, but Reynolds argues that questions alone can keep the conversation focused on the presenting issue rather than the person making sense of it. Reflective inquiry requires the coach to listen for patterns in language, emotion, hesitation, certainty, and contradiction. Then, reflect those observations back in a way that lets the client examine personal assumptions. The reflection is not interpretation imposed by the coach. Its value comes from giving clients a clearer mirror of their own thinking so they can decide what is true, incomplete, or outdated. This approach changes the coach's role from problem solver to thinking partner. Instead of helping clients generate immediate solutions, the coach helps them notice the internal frame that makes the situation appear difficult, threatening, or impossible. The method is practical because it gives coaches a way to intervene without becoming directive. It also explains why a conversation can feel transformative even when no new external information is introduced. The client gains access to previously unexamined meaning, and that shift can alter what choices seem available. Secondly, the coach's internal state is treated as part of the method, not a private concern. Reynolds gives unusual weight to the mental and emotional condition of the coach. In this framework, coaching effectiveness depends not only on technique, but also on the coach's capacity to be present, curious, patient, and unattached to a preferred outcome. The book connects this stance to the idea of co-regulation, meaning that the coach's presence can help create conditions in which the client feels safe enough to explore uncertainty and challenge familiar beliefs. This matters because clients rarely examine identity, fear, or self-protective assumptions when they sense judgment, impatience, or hidden advice. The coach must therefore manage the urge to fix, impress, diagnose, or lead the client toward a clever conclusion. Reynolds organizes this discipline through mental habits that support deep listening and reduce the risk of making the session about coach expertise. The practical implication is that reflective inquiry is not simply a conversational script. It is a relational practice shaped by attention, emotional steadiness, and humility. This focus helps separate coaching from consulting or mentoring, where subject matter knowledge may appropriately dominate. In Reynolds' approach, the coach uses self-management to keep the client thinking at the center of the work. Thirdly, identity-level coaching examines who the client is being, not just what the client should do. The second edition places greater emphasis on coaching at the identity level. This means looking beyond goals, obstacles, and action plans to explore how clients define themselves in relation to a situation. A problem may appear to be about workload, conflict, influence, or decision-making, yet the deeper issue can involve self-image, belonging, competence, authority, or fear of losing approval. Reynolds presents coaching as a way to help clients notice these identity-linked interpretations without reducing them to pathology. The coach does not label the client or search for hidden trauma. Instead, reflective inquiry invites the client to hear how personal narratives shape perception and behavior. This is important because purely tactical coaching can produce temporary improvement while leaving the underlying pattern intact. For example, a client may learn a communication technique but still avoid difficult conversations because the real concern is being seen as aggressive, disloyal, or inadequate. Identity-level work helps clients separate current choices from inherited or habitual self-definitions. The benefit is not abstract self-awareness for its own sake. It is greater freedom of action because clients can revise the assumptions that quietly govern what they believe is possible, acceptable, or safe. Fourthly, the five essential practices provide structure without turning coaching into a formula. The book is practical because it translates reflective inquiry into repeatable coaching practices while warning against mechanical application. Reynolds is known for organizing the work around five essential practices that support transformational dialogue. These practices guide the coach in establishing psychological safety, listening for the whole person, reflecting what is heard, asking questions that expand awareness, and supporting commitment to new insight and action. The importance of this structure is that it gives coaches something more concrete than general advice to be curious or present. At the same time, the practices do not function as a rigid sequence. Reflective inquiry depends on responding to what is emerging in the conversation, so the coach must adapt rather than follow a checklist. The practices help maintain discipline by keeping attention on the client inner processing instead of the coach agenda. They also reduce common coaching errors, such as moving too quickly to action, asking stacked questions, or using questions to disguise advice. This balance of structure and responsiveness is one reason the book is useful for developing coaches as well as experienced practitioners. It offers a model that can be practiced deliberately without making sessions feel scripted or artificial. Lastly, the second edition positions human coaching against AI and organizational quick fixes. A notable update in the second edition is its attention to what human coaching offers in a world where AI can generate questions, summaries, and suggestions. Reynolds does not define coaching as information delivery, because that is precisely where automated tools can appear efficient. Instead, the book locates the distinctive value of human coaching in embodied presence, relational attunement, ethical judgment, and the capacity to notice subtle shifts in meaning and emotion. This positioning is realistic because AI may assist preparation or reflection, but it cannot fully participate in the interpersonal field that allows a client to feel seen, challenged, and safe at the same time. The book also extends the relevance of coaching beyond individual performance. Its examples and discussion connect coaching conversations to broader organizational culture, especially where leaders need to develop people rather than merely solve operational problems. Reflective inquiry can support better leadership because it slows the rush to advice and encourages shared understanding before action. The implication is not that every workplace conversation should become a formal coaching session. Rather, the book argues that leaders and coaches can improve decision quality and culture by helping people think more clearly about the assumptions behind their responses. In conclusion, coach the person, not the problem. Second edition is best suited for professional coaches, coach trainers, leadership development specialists, and managers who already understand basic coaching but want more depth than standard question lists or goal-setting models provide. Readers seeking a quick collection of prompts may find it more demanding than simpler guides, because Reynolds asks coaches to examine their own presence, assumptions, and conversational habits. Its practical benefit is a clearer method for helping clients move from describing problems to discovering how they are interpreting those problems. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of coaching as reflective partnership, informed by psychology, neuroscience, and disciplined listening rather than by advice or personality-driven charisma. Compared with many books in the coaching category, it stands out for its focus on the person beneath the issue and for treating reflection as an active intervention, not a passive listening skill. The second edition also feels current because it addresses identity-level change and the challenge of differentiating human coaching from AI-supported tools. Its strongest value lies in showing how coaches can create conditions for insight without controlling the outcome. That makes it especially relevant for practitioners who want conversations that produce lasting shifts in perception, choice, and responsibility. If you would like to support Marcia Reynolds, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.